With regard to education, when John G. Crabb became superintendent of Ashland Schools in 1893, he brought with him a new passion for institutional reform. His Catlettsburg counterpart, J.B. Leach, shared this passion for education, and both men helped to revitalize this area's school systems. Catlettsburg city fathers liked to describe their town at the turn of the century as a receiving depot for the rich products of the fertile valley of the Big Sandy, unequaled for its mineral wealth. And they boasted about the town's three newspapers, four churches, four schools, five hotels, a courthouse, post office, a bank, a brewery, a tanyard, flouring mill, sawmills, an iron foundry, machine shop, tin shop, saddle shop, jewelers, drugstore, bookstore, debating society, and a billiard hall. Not to be outdone, the Ashland Improvement Company was formed to further the economic changes that had already occurred and to promote Ashland and the industry, words that had in many people's minds become synonymous. The company described the Ashland of the late 19th century in a pamphlet designed to entice new businesses. Cited as positive factors for locating there were railroad and river transportation, cheap fuel, valuable minerals, timber, beautiful home sites, and plenty of churches and schools. The health of Ashland has always been excellent, said the pamphlet, and the high and beautiful situation of the town makes it a most delightful place of residence. The town has been built roomily over considerable territory, but is a very charming place in appearance, with well-graded streets 100 feet in width, shaded by trees and adorned by reserved grass plots that give the resident streets the appearance of boulevards. The article continued, many of the residences are very handsome and costly, while the homes of the poorer class are comfortable, neat, and what is better, 7/10 of the working men of our town own the houses in which they live, and thus form the bone and sinew of a strongly attached and patriotic population. The community is orderly and law-abiding, the article continued, and has had less trouble from strikes and fewer instances of bloodshed and disorder than almost any manufacturing town that might be named. So there. One famous incident of bloodshed and disorder, however, was what has come to be known as the Ashland Tragedy.
On December the 24th, 1881, Miss Gibbons, who was the mother of Fanny and Bobby Gibbons, went across the street and got a little girl by the name of Emma Carrico to stay all night with her two children while she was gone to Arden to visit one of the other daughters. Along about midnight, three men broke into the home, proceeded to rape the two children, two girls, and killed all three of them, the boy too. And they set the house on a fire to try to burn the evidence. And the children was dragged out of the house before they burned up by Mr. Faulkner, who lived across the street. Later on, one of the men confessed to the murder, implicating two other men. He was tried at Catlettsburg and sentenced life in prison because he turned state evidence against the other two. His name was George Ellis. Well, the two he implicated was Ellis Craft and William Neal. Later on in June 2nd, 1882, 12 masked men marched up Front Street, proceeded to the old Chatteroy roundhouse, and had a colored man by the name of Stokes to fire the engine up and take him to Catlettsburg to proceed to get this man out of jail. Brought him back down to Ashland at 28th and Mill Street and hung him on a sycamore tree. And he wasn't cut down from that sycamore tree till late in the next afternoon. The other two men, 2 years later, was tried at Grayson, and they were also hung over the crime, which was called Ashland Tragedy.
Local newspapers had a field day with the story. The turn of the century brought the area another new one, the Ashland Daily Independent. Boyd Countyans looking for something to do on a lazy summer day could no doubt find in their local papers stories about upcoming events that, well, might include a Chautauqua in Central Park, day of racing at Catlettsburg's racetrack, or streetcar excursions to Cliffside Park. They could also find out who was headlining the local vaudeville theaters or what silent movies were playing at a local Nickelodeon. In the early 20th century, a wide variety of entertainment opportunities existed.